So the ironic thing about compassion fatigue is that it primarily affects those who do their jobs really well. So the fact that you are doing your job really well, you put yourself in a way at risk for developing compassion fatigue. It's because you care so much that sometimes you put others first and not necessarily taking good care of yourself. Compassion fatigue is really characterized by deep emotional and physical exhaustion. And the symptoms that we just described will often resemble major depression. It can also resemble post-traumatic stress. The big thing that you'll notice is that as a helper, your sense of hope and optimism about your clients and about the future and the value of your work changes. You may not feel you're making a difference. And that's an important thing to pay attention to because that does mean when you start having those kinds of feelings that you're at risk for compassion fatigue.